Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Happy New Year from Superior Livestock. The first sale of the new year for Superior, Bell Ringer 2024. It'll be the 10th, 11th, and 12th of January on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time each morning, live from Embassy Suites downtown in Oklahoma City. A total of 106,464 head will be selling. For details on this year's Bell Ringer, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, Cattlemen's Congress in full swing at the fairgrounds, with lots of unique vendors and exhibitors. Our Ron Hayes had the chance to sit down with National Sales Manager of WW Livestock Systems, Sam Eck, about their 4 years of being at Cattlemen's Congress and the livestock systems.
Well, WW started back in 1946 by the Webster family. We've been building quality livestock equipment and animal handling equipment since then. We started building squeeze chutes back in about 1960, and it's just continued to evolve to what it is today, where we've got about 8 different models of squeeze chutes and about anything you need for animal containment.
Eck said that building squeezing chutes is comparable to raising cattle because it's all about listening to what that consumer wants.
Well, as far as the we let the producers tell us what they need. We want to build a chute that fits them. It's kind of like breeding cattle. If you only breed cattle you like, you're probably not going to get a lot of them sold. Building squeeze chutes is a lot the same. You got to listen to them and give them kind of what they're asking for, and build some. You know, it's got to be manufacturer friendly, but it's also got to be something that fits the masses.
Regarding the fourth year of Cattlemen's Congress, Eck said he sees this as a great asset for the state.
I'm pretty optimistic about it. You know, the first year it was kind of a thrown together deal, and we were a part of it, and it was neat. It was neat that we could pull it off. And then it just continues to stay strong. You know, I talk to the guys that run this thing, and they tell me entries are just as strong as they were, and that's encouraging. I feel like it's an important thing to keep here in Oklahoma for the agriculture industry. I think it's really important to give us producers in this state and surrounding areas a place to come and put our cattle on a big stage.
To hear the complete conversation between Hayes and Eck, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought still at 0%, unchanged from the start of the calendar year. Extreme drought or worse is also at 0%, unchanged from last week. Severe drought or worse remains at 3.08%, also unchanged. Moderate drought or worse is at 21.64%, again, unchanged from last week's percentage. And abnormally dry or worse conditions are now at 44.68%, actually improved from last week's 46.38%. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, the majority of the state around a 33 to 40% chance of rain throughout January 13th. Far west side of the panhandle around a 40 to 50% chance of precipitation. And then the southwest corner of the state's at a near normal percent chance of rain through that January 13th date. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.